This is Long-Term Care Connections for December 3, 2025, brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. The WaCares Fund will register qualified providers to offer covered long-term care services and supports to eligible beneficiaries starting in July 2026. Skilled nursing and assisted living services qualify. The Washington State Department of Social and Health Services determines maximum rates for each service, which are published in administrative rules. Check this week's issue of LTC Connections for a link to the rulemaking page, or to subscribe to email updates from DSHS. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services has released an interim final rule that repeals parts of the Biden administration's staffing mandate. Specifically, the rule rescinds implementation of the 24/7 on-site registered nurse requirement, as well as the specific minimum number of nursing hours per resident per day requirements. Nursing home providers are still required to comply with the facility assessment provision, which has already gone into effect. There is a 60-day comment period, with all comments due by February 2, 2026. DSHS has issued a Dear Administrator letter notifying CMS NetKeys end users that as of November 15, they will no longer be able to access the VPN using Windows 10. Please visit this week's issue of LTC Connections on waca.org for a link to read the letter in full and learn more about how your access to the system may be impacted. As a reminder, skilled nursing facility providers enrolled in Medicare or Medicare-Medicaid must submit a mandatory off-cycle provider enrollment revalidation by January 1, 2026, or risk having enrollment suspended or revoked. CMS extended the deadline from August 1, 2025, following AHCA NCAL advocacy efforts for relief on the extensive new reporting requirements. AHCA NCAL has developed a variety of SNF provider enrollment resources available on the reimbursement webpage of their website, including two office hours recordings from earlier this year that reflect the updated changes to the sub-regulatory guidance. All WACA members enjoy membership benefits with AHCA NCAL, so be sure to take advantage of these resources. You can find more information and direct links on this week's issue of LTC Connections online. The Department of Health is looking to fill two vacancies on the Board of Nursing Home Administrators. There is one position open to be filled by a nursing home administrator, and one for a health professional who works in the long-term care setting, or a healthcare educator who is familiar with long-term care. Applications are due by January 2, 2026. You can find more information and details about the requirements, as well as the application form, on this week's issue of LTC Connections on waca.org. On September 29, CMS issued updates to the Civil Monetary Penalty Reinvestment Program. Due to the federal government shutdown, the resources anticipated in early October were delayed. On December 1, these additional resources were added to the CMPRP webpage. These include General Frequently Asked Questions, State CMP-funded projects by calendar year, new 2025 State CMP fund balances, and application resources. Be sure to visit the CMPRP page on cms.gov to learn more about how this program may be used to fund projects at your facility. The AHCA NCAL Research Department has released a new analysis on the Transforming Episode Accountability Model, or TEAM, as a follow-up and companion to the Provider Toolkit released earlier this year. TEAM is a mandatory bundle payment model for hospitals that will run from January 1, 2026 through December 31, 2030. TEAM will assess whether bundle payments can reduce Medicare fee-for-service costs and promote the delivery of coordinated, high-quality care during and after selected surgical procedures. The analysis includes center-level data available in LTC Trend Tracker's Your Resident Profile to help individual providers understand the potential impact of the TEAM model. Members are encouraged to use AHCA's TEAM Provider Toolkit to better understand TEAM and can also listen to a recording of a webinar on preparing for TEAM and what SNFs need to know. Learn more on LTC Connections online. Did you know that WACA is on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram? Give us a follow. We regularly post about our events and educational opportunities, so you'll never miss a registration announcement. We also feature member facility visits with legislators and WACA staff, as well as give member facility shoutouts for achievements such as deficiency-free surveys, AHCA National Quality Award recipients, and more. We also love it when members tag us in their own social media posts. In this grassroots update, we're proud to feature resident advocate and former Washington State Representative Lorraine Hines, who is also an assisted living resident at Brookdale Olympia East. Lorraine penned a guest opinion editorial in the Olympian this week, and her moving call to action highlights the value she and others find in assisted living and a graduated level of care. We encourage you to take a moment to read Lorraine's editorial. A link can be found on this week's issue of LTC Connections on waka.org. And share it on your own social media. Advocacy is always a joint venture, and we are fortunate to have opportunities to share the voice of those we serve. As Lorraine says, ensuring care is available tomorrow starts today. We thank her for providing her voice and experience. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. On December 18th, WACA and INSPAC will host a webinar focusing on ensuring resident rights are upheld, recognizing and preventing abuse and neglect, and building a respectful culture of safety and dignity for all residents. It's time, once again, to review the top 10 citations in Washington's long-term care facilities. Join Vicki McNeely on January 15th to go over the most common citations in assisted living, and with Elena Madrid on January 22nd to learn about the issues that most frequently occur in skilled nursing facilities. Understand why these citations happen, be prepared for your next survey or inspection, avoid common mistakes. You can find more information and register for each of these opportunities on the events calendar on waka.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.